Oasis Audio presents Unique by Phil Cook, read for you by the author.
My name is Phil Cook, and I'm the author of Unique, Telling Your Story in the Age of Brands and Social Media, and I'll be reading. Preface. First, a quote from Leonard Sweet from his book, Virus, How Social Media is Poised to Ignite Revival. If you were born before 1973, you are an immigrant to the current culture, whether you want to be or not. In 2007, when I completed the manuscript of my book, Branding Faith, the world was a different place. Before the advent of the 21st century, that kind of a statement was only made regarding generational change, and even that was rare. Prior to 1900, measuring global change happened in 1 to 500-year increments. But in the 5 years between Branding Faith's first appearance on the bookshelves and the date of this printing, the world indeed has become a dramatically different place. The social media explosion. First, in 2007, social media had not yet taken the world by storm. There were many early social media applications, but most people entered the social media swimming pool through MySpace, then went to the deep end with Facebook. Founded officially in 2004 as the Facebook, thefacebook.com, it lingered largely as a tool for finding friends in college, perhaps more accurately, for finding girls in college. It began at Harvard, moved out from there. At the time, I remember my 20-something assistant scrambling to see if her college email address was still active so she could join, since it only allowed college students to be members. The rest, as they say, is history. By December 2011, Facebook's own statistics reveal it had more than a billion members, by population making it the third largest country in the world, just behind China and India. Twitter began in 2006 and after a year or so began to experience similar explosive growth. As of 2011, it had expanded to 300 million members, and by the time you hear this, it'll have grown to considerably more. In both cases, in other social media like LinkedIn, Google+, Pinterest, Tagged, and many others, what began as a novelty has become a powerful global tool for influence and connectivity. Twitter was a key player in the 2011 Egyptian Revolution, the 2010 and 2011 Tunisian protests, the 2009 Iranian election protests, and city unrest throughout Eastern Europe. It's been used by presidents and politicians, as well as rock stars and celebrities. It was enormously helpful in getting the word out about the Haiti earthquake, the tsunami in Japan, and other crisis hot zones. So my first desire in writing this book was to pick up where Branding Faith left off and address social media and how it impacts your brand. In 2007, social media wasn't even on the radar for many organizations in America. But today, major companies and nonprofits wouldn't consider a communication strategy without including it. The Branding Faith Revolution. Second, when Branding Faith was originally published, the vast majority of leaders in the church, ministry, and nonprofit world still thought a brand was something burned into a cow's hide. Certainly, they understood the power of a compelling brand in terms of secular companies and businesses. But to bring that thinking into the religious world was almost sacrilege. It just wasn't done. So the book encountered a wall of opposition from some sectors of the church. After all, it was the first book to actually deal with the religious implications on a major level, so it took some time to change people's thinking. But gradually, the light started switching on and momentum picked up. One major ministry leader ordered 77 copies of the book, one for each board member and department head in the organization. Others bought multiple copies for the leadership team or the pastoral staff. Many major denominations and church networks asked me to speak or asked for advice on how to shape their own perceptions and brand. In fact, since the publication date, numerous branding agencies have popped up across the country specifically to help churches, ministries, and nonprofit organizations define their own brand strategy. Some have done very well, but others are giving some bad advice, and I want to address some of that branding heresy floating around. What about your personal brand? Finally, I updated my original book to address the importance of how a compelling brand impacts a person. Before the publication of Branding Faith, I'd spent my career helping major religious and nonprofit organizations engage the culture more effectively. Our team's work was about helping large churches, ministries, and nonprofits define their story and share it with the world. But after releasing the book, I realized just how much these branding principles can define your individual story as well. I started receiving emails from writers, filmmakers, artists, entrepreneurs, pastors, and others about how they were using the book to define how they connected with audiences, investors, studios, and donors to get their ideas heard. So I've changed my approach just enough to show you how to apply these overarching principles that have changed organizations to changing your career. Whether you're a pastor or ministry leader, a business leader, a filmmaker, writer, artist, musician, or anyone else with an idea or message to share, these important principles will make just as much impact helping you cut through today's distractions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?